land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this 13th, Friday the 13th, September 24 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Pastor Chatfield with a history lesson, The Wisdom of George Washington.
I can always go back to George Washington. He was a wise president, wise man, Christian man, and let me start there. The liberals will say today, Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, they were deists. They weren't Christians. They didn't use the name Jesus Christ. They believed in God, but they didn't believe that God actively intervened in the affairs of men. And the left will do everything they can to tear down the Christian faith, because I think now they do understand that our country was founded on Christian ideas. For the longest of time, the liberals would say, oh no, our country wasn't founded on Christian ideas. And they try to paint Washington as some deist. A deist is somebody that believes that God created the universe, but then steps back and just lets things work. But now most liberals are saying, the more progressive liberals or the radicals are saying, you're right. Our Declaration of Independence, our country, our Constitution were founded on Christian principles. That's why we got to tear it all down, because Christianity is a myth. And we're not a Christian nation. We've never been a Christian nation. And because the Constitution and Declaration are so rooted in Christianity, we need to debunk the whole thing and start over. See, they've come, in a sense, out of the closet. But make no mistake about it, I'm convinced, read numerous books on this subject, in case you want to, our listeners want to read them, about the faith of George Washington. He was an Anglican Christian. He belonged to the Church of England, that's true. He was a vestryman or a trustee in his church, which means he would have had to take this creed regularly. I believe in God, the Father of all, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. You'd have to, that was the professed faith. John Marshall, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, who fought with Washington during the Revolution, and a very, very influential Supreme Court justice, said this about George Washington's faith. Without making ostentatious professions of religion, he was a sincere believer in the Christian faith and a truly devout man. And there are a lot of things that, for instance, a quote that says it is impossible to rule the universe without God in the Bible. A lot of those quotes are all in dispute now. The left say, well, those weren't Washington. So I really don't even make that, because then you got the left to say, well, here's a guy telling us things that aren't true, that what Washington believes. But I tell you, I've been to Mount Vernon three times. And on the gravestone, on the engraved on his tomb, these words are engraved. And this I've read. This is like a primary source. John chapter 11. I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I mean, that's been on there for a couple hundred years. So right. That's what he wanted on his grave. Faith in Jesus Christ. Now, he wasn't exactly... and he's also been called a latitudinal. What does that mean? He did give latitude. He was to other Christian faiths. He was a Mason. That's true. But a Christian man, yes, 100%.
Great place for a break. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
All up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Pastor Chatfield having a history lesson discussion about the wisdom of George Washington. Just for those who may have missed the last short little segment there toward the end, what is on George Washington's headstone?
John chapter 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He was a vestryman, an elder in the Anglican Church. He professed the Orthodox Christian faith. Now, was he exactly like me, an independent Baptist? No, he wasn't. But he believed the Bible, for sure. He wasn't just a deist that people want to argue. There's lots of books I've read that and painstakingly looked through all his papers, and you just can't come away believing he was a deist. The left is always trying to undermine our Christian heritage. That's what they do. And I'm the right, and I'm trying to uphold it. And I am convinced that the Declaration of Independence is the Christian view of government. It is Christianity put down in a philosophy, a creed of a nation. That God is the giver of rights, that governments are instituted among men, derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that's the Constitution is built upon that. And by the way, just here's another point of history. For a long time, and in the Constitution itself, it dates the birth of the nation back to the Declaration, not the Constitution. And Abraham Lincoln went on to say, you could even go back before the Declaration to the Articles of Association. But anyway, the Constitution is built squarely on the Declaration. All the founders believe that. It is our creed. It is our statement of faith. And George Washington was a subscriber to that, obviously, as was Jefferson, Adams, Witherspoon, Rush. All those men were subscribers to that, to the Declaration. All right, here's something that is not disputed, which is his farewell address. And you're going to have to just interrupt me when something sparks your interest here, Randy.
Sure.
Otherwise, I could just read forever on this, but this is so good. George Washington, this is September 19th, 1796. He knows he's leaving. He said he's not running again. He could have run forever, but he set a two-term precedent that was not broken until FDR. And which is a great, now it's in our Constitution, but before
right.
that it was the precedent. He had so many different precedents that he started because he was very wise. Here's what he said. He said a lot of things in his farewell address. I'm going to pick out some of it. Profoundly penetrated with this idea, I shall carry it with me to the grave as a strong incitement to unceasing vows that heaven may continue to you the choicest tokens of his beneficence, that your union and brotherly affection may be perpetual. Let me just stop and say this. He's criticized. He said that heaven. He didn't say God. And my answer to that is that's the way everybody spoke. You know, we would say appeal to heaven, which is another way is pray to God.
Right.
We're praying for this election. That wasn't because we didn't believe in God and because we used the word heaven. That's just the way they spoke. And there was such a reverence for the name of God, they didn't throw out the name of God irreverently as done in our society today. But he says, I am praying to the God of heaven that the free Constitution, which is the work of your hands, may be sacredly maintained, that its administration in every department maybe stamp of wisdom and virtue. Hey, we want God to maintain our Constitution. Then he says this, the name American, which belongs to you in your national capacity, must always exalt the just pride of patriotism more than any appellation derived from local discrimination. So let me stop there. And he's talking about the division that he already could see between South and North, East and West, newer states, in older states. He says, we're Americans. And I take somebody like Robert E. Lee, who I admire, says, you know, that when, and obviously Robert E. Lee, his father was a young officer that worked with Washington in the Revolution. But he says, you know, when Virginia seceded from the Union, my first alliance was to Virginia. And all the South used to like to say, hey, you know, state first. They didn't listen to the founder of our country, who was from Virginia, and said the name American is more important to us than more than any appellation derived from local discriminations. We are Americans first, Michiganders second. So please remember that, because if our country falls, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia, if they go to Vice President Harris in this election, we're going to, you know what's coming. We have to win our states. That's true. And it doesn't do anything. Oh, well, I'm going to move to Florida. Oh, okay. Well, you think that you're going to have freedom long in Florida if the country itself collapses? You're kidding yourself. We cannot give up the fight. I just beg people, don't move. Don't give up. We just can't give up. Anyway.
Well, on that point right there, because I've had a couple of text messages this morning recapping Sean Hannity's show last night where he played video snippets of Kamala Harris just 4 or 5 years ago when she was running against Biden. You know, and she's been basically saying, well, you know, my values and my principles haven't changed. My policies have, you know, and she's going to confiscate firearms. She says in her own words that it'll be mandatory buyback. Well, I got a couple of text messages. How can they buy something back that I didn't buy from them? You know, how can the government come in and take my weapons and throw some money at me because they never were the ones that I bought them from? Buyback is just a bald-faced lie. Getting rid of private health insurance, absolutely banning fracking, getting rid of ICE and Border Patrol. It needs to be rethink, is what she says in her snippets. We have to rethink ICE and Border Patrol. These are actual policies that she's now flipped on compared to what she was doing just 4 or 5 years ago running against Biden in 2020. So all these things you're talking about can absolutely take place and go totally against our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, completely go against everything we've built this country on.
That's true. And she's running from those statements is like faster than the speed of light.
Yes.
And the mainstream media is accommodating her. And you know, part of me says this, Randy, if we elect her, we're going to get what we deserve, I'm afraid. I hate to say that. Now, I'm not going anywhere. What can I tell you? I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
But she is a radical. And now she's saying, no, that I've changed. I haven't changed my principles, changed my policy. Oh, come on. You are saying whatever you need to say to get elected, or trying to. That is blatantly obvious. And there's a lot on the left. They know that. They know that. She is a leftist, but she's changing her tune to get the votes. This is like Castro when he called himself a Republican in Cuba in the mid-1950s. Oh, I'm for a Republican form of government. And we believed it. Then he gets power. And by the way, Washington makes, if I get to this, he makes comment about that. When Castro got power, then he comes out and says, I'm a communist.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what you do if you're a leftist. Words mean nothing to you. Telling the truth or not, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Who cares about the truth?
Bernie Sanders even had a CNN reporter ask him about her flip-flopping on these positions. And he said, she's not flip-flopping. She's just being pragmatic to get elected.
Duh. Yeah. There you go. Ooh, had a brief moment of honesty there. So
exactly.
That's the way it is. Now, if the American people, let's just get with it here. Anyway, that's true. And listen to what Washington says. He's talking to Americans. With slight shades of difference, you have the same religion, manners, habits, and political principles. Now, that was true in 1796. With a slight shades of differences. What's the difference between a Presbyterian, a Methodist, and a Baptist? Yeah, there's some differences. I mean, yeah, I had a program a few years ago where I kind of explained But there's slight shades of differences. Yes, but we were all Christian. That's what he's talking about, the same religion. The religion of America was Christian. That's what united us as a country. When we get away from the Christian faith, we don't have slight shades of difference anymore. No, we have completely different worldviews now. What the Bible teaches, even what revealed law, natural law, they don't even believe in that anymore. Now a man can declare himself to be a woman. We can't agree on what marriage is. We can't agree on what life is. I mean, you got people that are out there campaigning for animal rights. After all, dogs are people too. I mean, it is. I'm telling you, the people that founded this country would be flabbergasted at the nonsense that's out there now. The sex assigned at birth by the doctor. What are you talking about? That's the way they're defining things now. And that's crept into states. That's the way it is. So you're not male or female. And it is beyond that. But back in this day, by the way, that's why I'm always saying, hey, let's spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the basis of our country. That's why we, you know, I don't think I talked about this last week, but 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, we were at the Mackinac Bridge, and we passed out 6,000 bottles of water with gospel tracts on them. And why? To try to spread the gospel. Because the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the Bible, that is the foundation of our country. And it used to be that the overwhelming majority of people were Christians, or at least they professed faith in Christ. And it was virtually universal.
I want to stop you on the bridge walk. First of all, that's congratulations. That's, I believe, double the amount you did last year.
Exactly.
What was the response when you guys handed somebody a bottle of water with a track rubber band to it? And what did you say to people when you handed them the bottle?
Here's what I said. A lot of our people just says, hey, free water. I said, free water in Jesus' name. Free water in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a gospel track on there. Read that when you get a chance. That's what I would say. Right. I wanted to get the name. And the people's response, it was not one negative response. There were some people said, hey, thanks anyway, I got water. Some people brought their own water.
Sure.
I'll take that, thanks. So we bring the name Jesus Christ into the event.
Sure.
Now we could do twice as much if we have enough workers. We had about 35 workers. And we need more workers. Anybody? I was going to try to promote it on the radio. Maybe some of our listeners would help us.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Help us.
Yes.
All you got to do is stand there.
Well, I know you did that mostly with your church members
right.
and their friends. But right. Let's do it next year. Let's make it part of the radio station show when we do this. More donations for water and more volunteers. And Let's make it a goal. Let's pass out 12,000 bottles.
We'll see. I mean, it's just a lot of work. It is a lot of work.
Oh, I know it is. I saw the pictures. I could not believe the number of volunteers, and I couldn't believe that you actually doubled it over last year. I thought 3,000 was a lot.
Yeah, I lack faith. I thought, oh, man, if I go six, what if it's – my fear was it was going to be a rainy day or something and cold, and then what? But, you know, nevertheless, you know, we're trying to get – the name Jesus Christ and the message of the Lord Jesus, that he loves people, he died on the cross for their sins, was buried and rose again from the dead to save us all from sin, death, and hell. That's the gospel message. We want to get it out there to everybody.
Absolutely. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll continue with Pastor Chatfield on the other side. We'll be right back.